The following program is paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
I grew up in a house that was full of turmoil. I learned turmoil. I learned to respond to things with anger and bitterness and yelling and screaming and getting angry when I didn't get my way. That's what I was taught. I learned that. But the Holy Spirit wants to teach us a new way to live.
As we walk through each new day, we all have questions. They're just part of life. But did you know there are answers for you? God says when we look, we'll find Him. He's not trying to hide anything. So together, we are discovering life's everyday answers.
Oh my, just let me tell you today, you are going to be so glad that you are here watching this show, because we are going to talk about topics that will definitely impact your life. I know that they will help me out. First of all, peace. Who hasn't asked the question, can I just get a little peace? Well, it is possible. And there are a few things that you may need to develop to gain peace. One of those being our other topic, patience. Now, I know you don't want to hear that, but this will really help you. And Joyce will talk about that today as she answers the questions, how can I have more peace and be more patient?
The Bible talks about the fruit of the Spirit. And you, if you are a Christian, then you have the fruit of the Spirit. If you are not a Christian, you can make that decision tonight at the end of this conference. If you're watching by television and you're not a Christian and you want to commit your life to Christ, you can call the phone number on your screen and somebody will be happy to pray with you and lead you into a relationship with Christ. No one has to not be right with God. There's no pit so deep that He can't reach down in it and lift you out. Nobody has made too many mistakes. It's not too late for anybody to begin again. God loves you and He has an amazingly wonderful plan for your life. After you receive Christ as your Savior, then the next thing you need to do with the whole rest of your life is work with God to grow up. The fruit of the Spirit are very important. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Why did I do this like a couple of bookends with all these books in the middle? We had these made to make a point. All the fruit of the Spirit come out of love. So if you never learn anything about love, you might as well forget learning about the rest of these. It's like I taught this morning. If you learn how to walk in love, you'll have joy. You won't have to go around saying, I don't know what happened to my joy. I've lost my joy. What can I do to get my joy? You walk in love. You're good to people. You get your mind off yourself. You think more about what you can do for others than what you can do for yourself. God will take care of you. He'll meet your needs in an amazing way. And interestingly enough, you'll just get so happy you won't be able to stand it. Amen? Self-control is extremely important, because none of these are going to work in our life if we don't have self-control. I'm not going to be patient if I don't have any self-control. So they all really work together. And they all affect each other. Now, tonight I'm going to teach on peace and patience. Peace is so important. The devil will find 30 things every day to upset us. Matter of fact, he sets us up to get us upset. He knows more what bothers us, what pushes our buttons, than we do. And we need to learn to know ourselves better. If you know that when you have to hurry, you're going to end up losing your peace, and then you're going to be impatient, then the way to fix that is to get up early enough that you don't have to hurry. Easy fix. Not all of you were happy about that answer. I lived in a lot of turmoil for a good majority of my life. I grew up in a house that was full of strife and turmoil and arguing and bickering and ranting and raving and fighting, and turmoil and no peace was just the normal atmosphere that I lived in. But God gave me a husband who was very peaceful, and there was a time in my life when his peace aggravated me because I wanted him to come and get upset with me. I thought he didn't care about anything, but really he had learned to cast his care on God and let God take care of what he couldn't take care of. But his peaceful consistency, his sameness, his patience became an example to me. It became something that I wanted in my life. And he didn't preach a message to me all the time. He became a message to me. It's not what people see us do right one time that impresses them. It's not even what we do right one time that brings victory in our life. It's what we do over and over and over and over and day after day and week after week and month after month and sometimes year after year. You know what? We're usually not too willing to make very long of an investment in somebody else's life. We want to pray two prayers and have everybody change. God will use you in people's lives in an amazing way if you will just learn how to get out in the world and walk in the fruit of the Spirit. Because this is not something that a normal person can do. I don't care how nice of a person you are or how sweet of a personality you were born with, you're going to fall apart if you don't have God helping you do this. Now, let me just tell you that there's hope for everybody in here, because 30 years ago, even as a Christian, I was none of this. None of it. I grew up in a house that was full of turmoil. I learned turmoil. I learned to respond to things with anger and bitterness and yelling and screaming and getting angry when I didn't get my way. That's what I was taught. I learned that. But the Holy Spirit wants to teach us a new way to live.
We will return to the teaching in just a moment, but first, let's ask Joyce a few focused questions to help us really understand the importance of peace and patience. And Joyce, these are two of the best topics, actually. We all want peace in our life. And, you know, it doesn't mean that you still don't have excitement in your life, you know, all those wonderful things that we love. Yeah. Yeah. Peace is just that stabilizing factor. Trusting God, knowing that everything is in His hands, but it's not that easy. So we've got questions for you. How can our words and the things that we say affect the amount of peace that we experience?
Well, words just have a tremendous effect on us. I mean, in essence, Proverbs 18:21, starting in, I think, about verse 20, 21, pretty much says you're going to eat your words. Hmm. It says that you must be satisfied with the fruit of the words that you speak, because the power of life and death is in the tongue. So, that goes in so many directions. We could have a whole show just on how your words affects your peace, because right. you just think about, if you talk negative, talk about your problems all the time, the more we talk about things, the more it gets us stirred up in those areas.
Yeah.
And then also, if you think about your words, let's just say, how many times have we started an argument with somebody over words? Mm-hmm. How many times have we gotten into somebody's business when we didn't need to get into it and got them upset, then it got us upset? So I don't know how anybody can ever expect to have peace, myself included, if I'm not going to really seek God about being careful about my words.
Right. Well, three areas that you've talked about a lot are peace with God, peace with ourselves, and peace with others.
Yep.
So let's talk a little bit about peace with God. What's the key there?
Well, first of all, you have to know the Word of God and know that He loves you, and that God is not like sitting in heaven with a hammer waiting to bang you over the head every time you make a little mistake.
Yeah.
And another area that's important is keeping a clean conscience, because you're not going to really have peace with God if you feel guilty about stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a false guilt that the enemy tries to put on us, and that we can resist in Jesus' name. But if we're continually doing things that we know are wrong, then we're going to feel bad about that and feel condemned and guilty. So making right decisions about how you're going to live your life is going to really help you have peace with God. Being simply obedient to God, just doing the things that He asked you to do, whether they're big things or little things.
Yeah.
So knowing God, knowing that He's good, knowing that He loves you, knowing that He's long-suffering, knowing that when you do make mistakes, you can repent, be willing to turn away from those things, be sorry for what you've done, and then receive His forgiveness and mercy and go on. There's no way that we can have peace with God if we don't understand that as human beings, we're going to make mistakes and probably several a day, mm-hmm. whether it's in word or thought or deed. And if I'm going to have to stop and feel guilty and lose my peace over every little thing that I do wrong, then I'm really not going to have much of a day. So we need to learn to walk in forgiveness and to walk in mercy, because honestly, we need it all the time, and God knows that.
Yeah.
That's why He sent Jesus to die for us, because we cannot behave perfectly all the time. We can improve and we can do better and better, but as long as we're in a human body, we will, at different times in our life, make some mistakes, because if we didn't, we would no longer need Jesus. And so that's never going to happen.
None
God's
of us will
not ever going to let that happen in our lives.
And that is where peace with ourself comes in, is having that understanding that it is through Christ's righteousness, not what I do myself.
Right.
But it's not easy to get there.
We love God, we love ourselves, and we love other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's in 1 Peter chapter 3. It says, if you want to enjoy your life and have good days, good whether a parent or not, you need to love God, love yourself, and love your fellow man. And I think it actually has to come in that order. I think first we need to love God because He loves us. We love Him because He loved us. So we receive that love, and then with that we can love God back. Then we can begin to love ourselves. Then it can begin to flow through us. And actually in the Amplified Bible in 1 John, it talks about completing the cycle of love. And I believe that that's what that is.
Yeah.
I think God loves us. We love Him back. We love ourselves. We love other people. And until we're receiving and letting that flow through us and receiving and letting it flow through us, we haven't really completed the full cycle of love that God
right.
intends us to walk in.
And any one of those that would be missing
right.
disrupts that flow, and it doesn't work.
Oh, Ginger, I was so frustrated for so many years because I would hear messages about loving people, and I wanted to.
Hmm.
I knew it was God's will, and I wanted to. And I just, I mean, you know, I could be nice for a day or two, but real genuine love, the kind of love that is described in 1 Corinthians, love is patient and kind
right.
and good and humble and meek, you know, all those things. It was like, I just could not do it.
Hmm.
And it really got frustrating to me because I wanted to, and I didn't understand why I wasn't able to. And that's when God began to show me, you can't give away what you don't have.
Yeah.
You can't love other people if you don't love yourself. You can't be peaceful if you don't have peace within yourself. You can't be patient with other people if you're not patient with yourself. You can't be merciful with other people if you're not merciful with yourself. And when I say be that with yourself, you have to receive all that from God
right.
before you can even give that to yourself.
And that does lead us right into such a big question for so many of us. You know, I want patience and I want it now. And there are those things in our life that are always going to be trying for us. So that we're always going to be tested in this mm-hmm. area of patience. But we can come a long way in it, can't we?
Yeah. Well, the Bible says, which is really awesome, I think about this, that the patient man, a man who's fully patient, is perfect and entire, lacking in nothing. Wow.
Wow. Yeah, that says a lot.
So that in itself is telling us that this is not going to be real easy
yeah.
to come by. And I think that sometimes we tend to be real patient in some areas, but not in others. You know, like I've kind of learned in my life the hard way to wait on God. If I'm asking God to do something and He's not doing it, there's no point in me being impatient about it because it's not going to rush Him along. He's going to work at the pace that He knows is right for me. But then I've even learned to be patient with myself, with my mistakes and things like that. But the area that I find the most challenging for me is because I'm a very goal-oriented, focused person. When I decide I'm going to get ready and I'm going to leave this house at a certain time and I'm going to do thus and so and thus and so and thus and so.
It's all laid out.
It's all laid out. And I mean, I'm like, I'm in gear. Well, I don't even really like it when I'm like that. If Dave says, come and look at this, or let me read you this. It's like, I don't have time for you to read to me right now. And so I have to be so careful that I don't get what I'll call snippy, which is really a nice word for an ungodly attitude. When I'm in a hurry or focused, or secondly, when I don't feel good.
Yeah.
If I'm
tired.
That
is the hardest.
And I don't feel good. And I told Dave the other night, we came back from one of our conferences and I was really tired. Sometimes I'm more tired than others. I don't really know why, but there was a lot going on that weekend and I was just really exhausted. And I just, because I know, and I just told Dave, I said, we're all going to be better off if I just kind of stay by myself tonight.
And so well, that's wisdom.
He went off in another room and watched some TV, and I stayed by myself and went to bed early because, you know, you need to be smart enough to know when you're better off to just stay away from people than to keep hurting people's feelings.
Right, yeah. Well, I know that you have a lot more to teach us about patience, so we're going to get back to the teaching, but thank you for taking a few minutes out to answer our questions. We appreciate it. Well, the Bible does say a lot about the fruit of the Spirit, those things that the Holy Spirit wants to give us, and patience is one of them. So let's listen to more of what God's Word says.
I said the Holy Spirit wants to teach us a brand new way to live. Be honest with me, how many of you need more peace in your everyday life? Well, now you see, here's what we want. We want our circumstances to change. Well, if you would change, and if this would change, and if I had a better job, and if I didn't have to drive in traffic, and if the world wasn't the way it was, and if the economy wasn't so bad. Can I tell you something? The world may change, but it's likely to get worse. Oh, God's not nearly as interested in changing your circumstances as He is in changing you. My peace I leave with you. My own peace I now give and bequeath unto you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Now Jesus is saying, I've given you peace, now here's your part. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourself to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. Well, George, I just can't help it. I just get upset before I realize what's going on, and I just can't help it. I just act bad, and then I feel guilty, and I wish I didn't, but I just can't help it. Well, nothing is ever going to change in our lives until we stop saying, I can't help it. Here's why. God is never going to tell us to do anything unless He makes us able to do it. God would not say walk in love if we weren't capable of walking in love. He wouldn't say walk in peace if we weren't capable of walking in peace. So before we can have any victory, we have to start out by saying, whatever God tells me to do, through His help, I can do it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, including be peaceful in any kind of a circumstance. Amen? And finally, I decided. Everybody say, I decided. Finally, I decided that I was going to work with the Holy Spirit and I was going to learn how to walk in peace if it was the last thing that I ever did. And I started by praying and studying peace in the Bible. And then after that, I began to ask God to show me and teach me how the devil stole my peace. Sometimes you got to kind of back into your victory. You got to get back over here and see what the root of your problem is. So like, if I lost my peace every morning, okay, what's causing it? Well, maybe the whole problem is I didn't spend any time the night before getting prepared for the morning. So it was a really easy fix. But I had to see what the real problem was and not just keep blaming it on everybody else in the house. If you want to get along with God, there's some things you got to change. If you want to get along with yourself, there's some things you got to change. And if you want to get along with people, there's some things you got to change. And most of what we have to change is attitude. It's our mindset. It's how we look at things. Now, it's impossible to have peace if you don't have any patience. So, while God is working on one of these things, there's others that are connected to it. We're not going to have any peace if we don't have self-control. We're not going to have any patience if we don't have self-control. And patience, as we know, is probably one of the most challenging things, especially for certain personality types like mine. Because I'm a quick person. Make quick decisions, want people to move quick, 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 quick. Want God to be quick. Well, God's not late, but he's rarely ever early. And he's certainly not in a hurry about much of anything. James 1, verses 2 through 4. Consider it wholly joyful. Like hilariously joyful. Whenever you're enveloped in or encounter trials of any sort or fall into various temptations. That doesn't necessarily mean consider it joyful because it feels good, but consider it joyful because of what you're going to get out of it if you learn how to go through it properly. When you're in hard times and you remain stable, you grow. You grow. And growing hurts. But once you've grown, then you have new levels of all of this. Then you have something the devil cannot take away from you. That's why we have to stop praying for every uncomfortable thing in our life to go away. And we have to say, God, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I believe that all things work out for good. And if this is in my life, then I want you to use it and let me get something out of it. Make me a better person because of what I've got going on. God doesn't deliver us quickly. He does it little by little. Little by little. There's two ways that God works. Slowly and suddenly. And first he works slowly, and then when you think he's never going to do anything, then suddenly you have a breakthrough. And the suddenlies are so exciting. You will not believe what God did. But to get there, it was slow. Somebody was just telling me today, somebody that I'm pretty close to, in a very difficult situation with one of their teenage children. And this person has gotten so much closer to God and come to know God in a much more intimate way in the last 6 months. And she said, who would have ever thought that this would have brought me closer to God? She's so excited about her walk with God now. More passionate than I've ever seen her. But sometimes we have to have a problem long enough to get us to go deeper in God. To get the answers that we need. Amen. But the Bible does say that when you're patient, when you come to the point where you're fully patient, then you're lacking in nothing, wanting nothing, whole and complete and entire. What can the devil do to you if he can't get you rattled and upset? When you're fully patient, then the devil has no control over you. You're just like, take your best shot, wear yourself out. I'll be here when you're done. You know what the word endure means? It means to outlast the devil. Somebody in here needs to make your mind up that you're going to outlast the devil. Come on. Don't go to God and say, God, if you don't change this, I just can't stand this one more day, God. You know what? If you can't stand it one more day, then it'll be over with today. Because God will not allow more to come on you than what you can bear, but with every temptation, He provides the way out. So if you got it another year, you can take it another year. And you got to believe there's something wonderful that God wants to work in you.
Well, today's teaching on peace and patience was only part of Joyce's message on the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And today, that is what we are offering you, the entire teaching on the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And it's in an action plan, which is so great. An action plan is like this. It has CDs, DVDs, a personal study guide. This one even comes with a bookmark, so you can't lose. You can get it digitally, or you can get one just like this. And it's wonderful to use in your own personal Bible study, or to use in a group. Maybe it's some of your friends or a church group. But this is talking about what we've been talking about today with peace and patience, but also all of the fruit of the Spirit. So you're going to learn about love, faithfulness, self-control, gentleness, kindness, peace, joy, and it also has some extra material in here just about what the Holy Spirit is and how much He wants to add into your life. So check this out. It's available for you right now, and I really think something like this will help you to understand all that God has for you. You know, we understand that God answers prayer, but sometimes we get extra encouragement when we hear the stories of what other people have seen. And that's why we love sharing what you tell us on social media. This is a great story of answered prayer. And Alita says, "Peace and rest I have, especially the rest part. For 3 years, I've been so bored and restless. The more I prayed for a new purpose, the more restless I became. Last summer, some of the neighborhood kids asked me if they could spend some time on my front porch and play. I said yes. Soon my yard became a safety zone. No cursing, no bullying, no violence. Some of these kids live in a very volatile environment. I talk to them about Jesus, and I invite them and their families to church. Praise God, I have a new purpose." Well, Alita, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And it really does encourage us, and you never know how when you pray, God may answer that. Sometimes it's not exactly what you expect. I hope that you'll join in the conversation as well. It's so fun to hear from you. And I think today would be extra fun for you to share stories on how you have gained more patience in your life. So many times we go through things that are the hard lessons, but when we look back, they're actually pretty funny. Joyce shares those stories all the time, and we would love to hear your stories of patience or lack thereof. You can share those on Facebook at our Joyce Meyer Facebook page, also on Twitter using the hashtag EA. You can also ask a question of Joyce. Use hashtag AskJoyce anytime you would like. And don't forget, thank you so much for being here. And today, as you go about the rest of your day, be a blessing to someone else. Share Christ with them. It could change their entire life. We'll see you next time.
The preceding program was paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.